Chapter 3. The kind of killing Rebecca had in mind was no more than one of Fanny Ruffin's extreme whippings. But murder was a real possibility in Kansas City, where corruption, gangster arrogance, and a national soap opera of criminals versus lawmen formed a backdrop of graft and blood in the town where Charlie Parker and Rebecca Ruffin were falling for each other. And the soundtrack to that historical force was the music known as Kansas City Jazz, a music that benefited from a regime that believed all money was good money, no matter how it was obtained. Between the turn of the century and the ascent of Tom Pendergast as boss of the town in the mid-1920s, Kansas City became the hub of what were known as the territories: Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Great musicians developed in Kansas City, and bands from all over the country passed through, playing jobs there and learning why Tomstown was the central city of the territories. In the years that followed, a wide array of acts from Kansas City and the surrounding area, the Count Basie Orchestra, Andy Kirk's Clouds of Joy, Pete Johnson, Joe Turner, Hot Lips Page, Buster Smith, Harlan Leonard's Rockets, the Jay McShann Orchestra, would alter the sound of jazz collectively, spreading the propulsive gospel of riff-based swing and, individually, by heralding solo styles they had developed in years of playing dance halls and jam sessions. In Kansas City, recalled John Tumino, manager of the Jay McShann Orchestra, the joints didn't have locks on the doors. Threw them away. Didn't need them. They were never closed anyway. Whatever you wanted, you could get it whenever you wanted it. Girls, liquor, gambling, freak shows. If you had the money, they had it for you. Of course, it was crooked, with the mayor in on it, the police in on it, and the public in on it. It was as wide open as you could get. No limits whatsoever. All this meant you could have a good time morning, noon, and night. That stimulated God knows how much music, music of all kinds, and the musicians playing so much they got better than just about anybody in the country. That's where that Kansas City swing came from. These guys were playing all the time, long hours, and they went out jamming and might not get home until the next afternoon. A few bucks, a little taste.